Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Audie Murphy and American Cotton Museum in Greenville, Susan Lanning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And Susan and I, of course, talking via the phone. And I got a press release from Susan here a few days ago, and I thought, very interesting idea, and it is that you are, well, you tell the listeners what you're asking for.
Well, we're looking for everything from photos to journals and diaries and even artwork that people are doing or are keeping while we all experience these times that we're going through. And because I want to try and I want to be able to record what's going on for future generations.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing you mentioned is a diary or a journal. So someone writing day by day of what they're experiencing during this
right.
stay at home time, especially.
Yes, yes. What they see around them, how they feel, you know, what's going on, you know, just the day to day things.
Yeah, and then also photos and artwork. And you say you've already received a few things?
We have. We've received a journal, a few journal entries and some photos and one piece of art so far.
Mm-hmm. Can you, and I don't want you to give away, think it's too personal, but can you kind of characterize the things that you've received so far?
Well, some of the photos are photos of around town, and I'm looking for more of that kind of thing. Also, the journals, one was a poem of kind of how he was feeling at the time he was writing it, and kind of like his personal observations of things that was going on around him. And then a really, really, really nice sketch that someone has drawn about how she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really good. And those are the kinds of things I'm looking for because I want to be able to preserve all this.
Mm-hmm. We've heard, of course, people have referred to, was it the 1917 or 1918 Spanish flu outbreak that was very, very bad. And, of course, we hope that this doesn't get anywhere near that bad, but that was a major historical event, and that you said there was very little recorded by people in Greenville and the Hunt County during that time.
That's right, or at least there's very little that we have in the museum on it. And that's really what made me think about trying to do this, because I wish now that I had things that I could use from that pandemic and be able to go through now, and people in the future are going to be thinking the same thing about what we're experiencing
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Susan Lanning, and Susan is the director of the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville. Yeah, as a historian, you know that historians, that the meat for historians is a diary or letters
yes.
that people wrote. And we just don't, and you know, we don't write like we used to, although, you know, maybe emails and even text may be valuable at some time if those are preserved. But
yeah, if
not,
people save them. Yeah.
Not the same as, you know, a letter or a diary. I'm sure you saw the Ken Burns Civil War series years ago on PBS.
Oh, yes.
And so much of that, that came from diaries and correspondence of
mm-hmm.
people during
so
the war.
There's so much you can just glean from being able to read those. You know, we have a lot of letters from World War II.
Mm.
Same thing, you know, what the soldiers and what the families were
yeah.
experiencing. And it's the same type of thing, yeah. Yeah, I wish we wrote more, you know, letters and that kind of thing than we do.
Well, maybe people have time now, so maybe this will encourage that. So I got another thing or two to ask you about, but how do they send these to you?
They can email it to us. Our email is amacm@att.net. It's our initials. You can also get on our website, and if you didn't catch the email that fast, you can get on to cottonmuseum.com
sure.
and find it that way. You can also, if you want to drop off physical objects, of course, after we're back open again, you're welcome to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. So you all are closed like everything else is right now.
We are. We're closed. We're rescheduling all of our events and activities for the fall, and it's going to make a really busy fall, but that's okay. Just kind of waiting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Getting things done in preparation for all that.
And you've started a YouTube channel.
We have. It's the first time we've ever done that. We're doing what I call mini episodes of virtual tours around the museum. And we're also going to be putting doing a couple educational YouTubes as well. I think one of those is coming out this week, I think. And because we're also getting ready for our summer camp program that's going to happen in July.
Educational, with the idea that be useful for kids at home?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. And you're all very, very quickly, because we're about out of time. But you are seeking some supplemental funding to help out in during the time that you're closed.
We are. We've applied for the paycheck program and for the loan, and also we have a GoFundMe charity page up to help the museum out a little bit.
I see.
Especially since we were heading into what would have been our busy season. So that's the hard part right there,
wow.
You know?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. All right, well, very good. So if those diary entries, journals, photos, artwork, just contact Susan via the webpage and the email link on their webpage. Susan, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Great. Thank you very much.
Susan Lanning is the director of the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.